Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Johnny Dodds and Howard Phillips. We'll tiptoe through the tulips, have some songs about money, and listen to This Past Week in Recording History. This past week, April 12th, marked the birth in 1892 in New Orleans, Louisiana, of clarinetist Johnny Dodds. He took up the clarinet at age 17, playing locally in parades, on riverboats, and with Kid Ory, the Eagle Jazz Band, and the original Tuxedo Orchestra. He moved to Chicago in 1920 to play with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band and first recorded with the Oliver Band in 1923. He was in great demand and appeared with Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, and Freddie Keppard, and led his own band from 1924 to 30, working regularly at Kelly's Stables in Chicago. With the Depression, he and his younger brother drummer Warren Baby Dodds also turned to running a cab company to help make a living. Johnny Dodds suffered a heart attack in 1939 and died in Chicago on August 8, 1940. Here are three featuring Johnny Dodds.
Thank you.
Jimmy Blythe's Washboard Ragamuffins with Jimmy Blythe on piano and Ape Man, recorded in Chicago around October of 1926. The LP reissue that this is from says that the washboard was played by Jimmy Bertrand, but Brian Rust in Jazz Records says it was W.E. Buddy Burton, so take your pick. There's no question, however, that the clarinetist was Johnny Dodds. Before Ape Man, we heard Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers and New Orleans Stomp from April 22, 1927. Louis Armstrong played cornet, Earl Hines piano, and Johnny Dodd's younger brother, Warren Baby Dodds, played drums. New Orleans Stomp was written by Lil Hardin, Louis Armstrong, and Johnny Dodds. We started the show with Blind Blake, vocal and guitar, Jimmy Bertrand on wood blocks and slide whistle, and Johnny Dodd's clarinet on Hot Potatoes from 1928. Clarinetist Johnny Dodds, born April 12, 1892. Now just try and name another radio show where you're going to hear Blind Blake and Johnny Dodds other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 12th, also marked the birth, but in 1909 in New York, of baritone vocalist and composer Howard Phillips. He attended Columbia University and got his first radio singing job in 1930. In 1937, he sang several times a week on Songtime, and later spent several years as creative director at NBC Radio. He provided vocals for the bands of Leo Reisman, Joe Venuti, Johnny Green, Ben Selvin, Ted Fiorito, Dick McDonough, and Ray Noble. Here's Howard Phillips.
Trousers pressed, shoes shine, a hat, my coat and vest, resign. Take a look at my lapel, see the fly, can't you tell I'm happy as the day is long. Haven't got a dime to lend, I've got a lot of time to spend. Just pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire, cause I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I got my peace of mind, knock wood, I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause things never seem to worry me, so I'm happy as the day is long.
lullaby. There's the moon and I. Like the waters, I am blue, underneath the blue, melancholy sky. Hiawatha's lullaby. Wake up all the lazy streams. Wake up every flower bed, every sleepy head in your land of dreams. The mellowy moonlight, caressing the breeze. Longfellowy moonlight, a book of memories. Hiawatha's lullaby. There's the moon and here am I. Like the waters I am blue, underneath the blue melancholy sky.
Vocalist Howard Phillips, born April 12, 1909. We just heard Howard with Dick McDonough and his orchestra on September 2, 1937, and You and I Know. You and I Know was preceded by Howard with Joe Venuti's Blue Five in 1933 and Hiawatha's Lullaby. We began the set with Adrian Rollini and his orchestra backing Howard Phillips in June of 1933 on Happy as the Day is Long from Cotton Club Parade. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, April 12th, marked the birth in 1932 in New York of Herbert Buckingham Corey. You may know him better as Tiny Tim, who became nationally famous in 1968 when he appeared on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, singing his signature song, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. The following year, he provided The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson some of its highest ratings ever when he married Miss Vicki Buttinger on the air. Although he was perceived as strictly a novelty act, he actually possessed a vast knowledge of vintage American pop and vaudeville songs and was an avid collector of 78 RPM records and sheet music. He performed in small clubs and at parties and talent shows under a variety of names, including Larry Love, Emmett Swink, Derry Dover, Raleigh Dell, and Judas K. Foxglove. The moniker Tiny Tim was suggested by his manager at the time. He had some lucrative gigs in Las Vegas in the early 70s and recorded into the 1980s. Tiny Tim suffered a heart attack during a performance at a ukulele festival in Massachusetts on September 28, 1996, and died following a second heart attack on November 30th. So here to commemorate Tiny Tim are some songs about tulips, beginning with the crooning troubadour, Nick Lucas.
The gun. Austin Croom Johnson playing Green Tulips.
Thank you. by the window. That is where I'll become tiptoe through the tulips with me. Won't you tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree and tiptoe through the tulips with me? Knee-deep in flowers we'll stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
One of a couple of versions of Tiptoe Through the Tulips, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke. That was Eddie Lloyd's Singing Boys, actually Ted Wallace and his orchestra, and of course Ted Wallace was actually Ed Kirkaby. To further confuse matters, the band was credited on that Romeo 78 as Willard Young and his orchestra. One of the Singing Boys was Smith Ballou, but the others are unknown. We began with the original version of Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour recorded by Brunswick in May of 1929. After Nick Lucas, we heard Al Friedman and his orchestra from an Edison Lateral recorded July 23, 1928, and Two Lips. Get it? Tulips? Two Lips? Then we heard the King of Syncopation, novelty pianist Billy Mayerl and Austin Croom Johnson on harpsichord, and Green Tulips, which was also written by the pair. Some rapidly rotating records to celebrate Herbert Corey, a.k.a. Tiny Tim, born April 12, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week was April 15th, tax day here in the U.S., so in recognition of the IRS, here are some rapidly rotating records having to do with money, beginning with Helen Kane.
Know that I'm indebted, but giving all my love at once would bust me. Though it's quite a task to, it's only right to ask you to take my IOU to show you trust me. IOU, all of my affection, IOU. All of my protection, and it's due to IOU. Let me pay with some love and praises. Let me say lots of pretty phrases. Say, I may say, I love you. Under obligation, you won't have to sue. It's my fatal fascination, knowing I owe you. Many furs want to give me credit, make your terms, and we'll soon be wedded if you'll take my IOU.
Thank you. but badly bent. I'm not down to my last cent, 'cause I got a dollar, but it's my last dollar bill. Yes, sir. In my pockets, there's a dent. All my dough is nearly spent, but I got a dollar, and it's my last dollar bill. Oh, I'd love just one more buck fortune left me by chance. Now, here's a hint, I feel like a mint. You can hardly tell by a glance. I don't care, no millionaire can give me the icy stare, 'cause I got a dollar, my last dollar bill.
I sure hope the IRS didn't take your last dollar last week on April 15th. That was Dick Robertson with Eddie Dresch and his orchestra recording in New York on November 5th, 1931, and Last Dollar, written by Red Nichols. Just who Eddie Dresch is unknown. He could be fictional, a pseudonym for Ben Selvin, or a real person, an unknown contractor or band booker. It is known that the trumpeter in the band was Jack Purvis. We haven't heard from the Mills Brothers in a while, but there they were with Money in My Pockets from February 24, 1934. That was one of five titles recorded in Los Angeles while John, Herbert, Harry, and Donald were in Hollywood to appear in two films. We began with the Boop Boop Badoop Girl, Helen Kane, in 1930, and I Owe You, which I hope is not what you were saying to the IRS last week.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. That's the feature of the show where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start us off is Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra.
A sweet little face. You got charms, you got arms, you got love. You got these, you got those. You got class in your clothes. You're so neat, you're so sweet. You got love. You got a perfect rating that's sure worth the while. There's no use of debating about your style, baby. You got this, you got that. You're not thin, you're not fat. You're just right, and at night you got love.
Thank you. little baby's eyes. Ooh, even though she don't express it, she might just as well confess it. For there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes. Eyes, big eyes, we sit each evening and never speak. I wish each evening could last a week. Hey, 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 for I know my baby loves me. I can tell my baby loves me, but there ain't no baby in my baby's eyes.
Some rapidly rotating records waxed this past week in years past. We began with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with Jimmy Rushing performing vocally on You Got Love from April 15, 1931. Then it was the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and Toddle recorded by Victor on April 11, 1921. Toddle was written by Paul Bees and Frank Westphal. Toddle was followed by Al Lynn's Music Masters with the vocal by John Ryan and There Ain't No Maybe in My Baby's Eyes from an Edison Lateral recorded April 14, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.